Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
877-956-9566. Use it. Call in. We had a couple of good calls in the last hour, and we were unable to get to both of them. We just butt up against the clock, folks. I do apologize, but we'll get to you if we, you know, as fast as we can. And you are now in the round table of Armed American Radio, where we let the hair down and we have a little bit of fun and we talk about all kinds of really cool stuff, guns and gear and politics and some stuff. So we're going to do that in this edition of the round table, too, episode 54. 2 weeks into our second year at Armed American Radio, if you can believe that. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. All of you, guys, gals alike, and you are now getting your dose of freedom. Your prescription for freedom is now being filled. Quick email. Actually, this was a comment on the Armed American Radio website, and it dovetails really nicely into what I want to tell you after I read it. Hey, Mark, I finally joined USCCA today. I know it's about time, but better late than never, though, right? I'm looking forward to getting in there and digging through that warehouse of knowledge. I've been listening to you since you had a one-hour show and have loved every minute of it. I tell all my friends about how my prescription for freedom has been filled. I love that. Your show is filled with important content, training, tactics, gun selection, gear selection, legal advice, legal advances, and at times, it is downright entertaining. Oh, and yes, there is even political view sprinkled in, a little here and there throughout the 3 hours. That is good, though, because we do not just care only about our gun rights. We care about all of our freedoms. They go hand in hand. Those people that say they care about freedom of speech but don't give a flip about their own right to keep and bear arms have a serious disconnect somewhere, and I seriously call into question their passion when it comes to their freedom of speech. Anyhow, I have gone on more than intended. Thanks for Armed American Radio and all you do. Keep up the good work and the good politics. Oh, one more thing. My pastor last Sunday evening gave a shout-out during the sermon to all concealed carry permit holders. He told us that we were more than welcome to bring them to church. Isn't that great? I guess you never know when God will use a permit holder to protect his house. Your armed friend in Minnesota, Matt. Matt, thank you for that email. Appreciate it very much, or for that comment on the Armed American Radio website. Folks, you can get in there and comment on the show anytime by visiting armedamericanradio.org. There's a bunch of pages up top you can click into where to listen, information about sponsors and how to connect to sponsors and everything else, and a contact me page. And those emails all come to me, and I answer every single one of them. It might take me a couple days because the volume is increasing, but we get to them as fast as I possibly can. Now, I want to dovetail that into this. Because of you, the listener at Armed American Radio, we have grown like a weed and are now one of the fastest growing nationally syndicated radio broadcasts in America, and I thank you very much for that. Now it's my turn. I want to give something back to you. We set the website up today, www.jointheuscca.com, jointheuscca.com. And it is specifically for you, the Armed American Radio listener, regardless of when you're picking up the show. The site went up at 5 Eastern today, 2 Pacific. I don't know how long it will be up. I will keep it up for quite a while, though, I'm sure. It's not something that's going to disappear tomorrow. We're celebrating our second year, and we've I was able to provide with some help from some good folks at Delta Communications and Delta Media and the USCCA, the opportunity for Armed American Radio listeners to go in and join the USCCA and to get one heck of a package. So check it out. Join the USCCA.com. Also, don't forget to visit us at Facebook and click the like button. Become a fan. And check it out. You'll get up-to-the-minute information on Armed American Radio. When the guest lineup is building throughout the week and changing, you'll get up-to-the-split-second real-time information. It's also connected to Twitter. So Facebook.com, and check out Armed American Radio also, as well as armedamericanradio.org. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to the roundtable. First, Jim Irvine, welcome back. Always a pleasure. A trifecta of knowledge.
Hey, it's you know what? That's a great email from Matt in Minnesota, and Matt, I guarantee that you're going to like it, that magazine, and your comment on all of our freedoms. It's exactly right, because I mean, there may be some listeners out there who go, "Hey, I'm a pacifist. I don't want to ever carry a gun. I don't want to do any of this. I just want to go to church and I'll pray that nothing happens to me." And that's That's fine. But if going to church is important to you, that's protected by your First Amendment rights. And that's part of all of our rights. And as Chris Cox, executive director of NRA, ILA, has pointed out, without the Second Amendment, you wouldn't have any of those other rights. It wouldn't be a Bill of Rights. It'd be a Bill of Wishes. Yeah,
there
I wish
you go.
I had the right to go to church. I wish I had the right to speak my mind. I wish I had the right to be secure in my house. Without the right to keep and bear arms, that's all you would have.
That's right.
How important that Second Amendment is.
That's why I love having you on this show, because you and I have worked together before. We know each other very well, and it's fun to have you in here because you just come up with that stuff just so fast. I love it, especially when it happens in the round table.
Well, the other thing I got to point out, you know, as the music starts on Reverend Meadows that last hour, I just got to think, you know, I've heard Rush go the fastest 3 hours in broadcast, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe he hasn't listened to your show yet.
It flies, and it's getting worse every week because, you know, I sit here and I've got clocks and monitors and boards and lights and really cool stuff flashing in front of me. It's like I'm flying a space shuttle here, and I forget to look at the one thing that's on all three screens, and that's the clock. It just, and all of a sudden I hear music or I hear Sean, and I think, man, oh man, we've already lost that 10-minute segment. So let's do this, Jim, with no further ado, because the roundtable is a lot of fun. I'm going to bring in my next three guests, and we'll do them one at a time. My very good friend, my co-author of the book Lessons from Armed America, which you need to pick up. You can also check that out at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Ms. Kathy Jackson, also known as the purveyor of the cornered cat. Great stuff, and the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Kathy, welcome to Armed American Radio, finally.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Oh, and it's great to have you here. And I'll let you introduce our next guest.
Well, sitting here in the...
Let's try that again. Are you still there? Okay. Well, it looks like we're having some phone problems. That phone problem you had in hour two appears to be on our end. So let's just tell the listener that, and they will call back, that Ms. Gila Hayes, one of the world's foremost trainers out at the Firearms Academy of Seattle, will be back on. And I see the lines blinking, so we'll get to him in just a minute. And George, the Mad Ogre Hill, who I know you know, and George is always fun to talk about, especially when we're talking about guns and gear.
Absolutely.
You know, and George has always got it going on. Listen, I didn't get the opportunity in the last hour to say thanks for Norman, Wayne LaPierre. Jim, how tough of a fight did they have it up in Canada?
Wow. You know, it's funny.
Brutal.
I remember working a gun show a number of years ago, and we're just begging for a dollar donation to help us get some stuff done and help pass a concealed carry law. And a guy come, we're working endorsements and, you know, vote for this candidate. And the guy steps by and he's like, well, I can't vote for any of your people because I'm a citizen of Canada. And he opens up his wallet and he puts a $10 bill in, more than anybody else donated that whole day. And I said, wow, that's very generous of you. And he said, the only way we'll ever get our rights back is if you never lose them and you prove we use you as an example. He goes, you are the bastion of freedom and everybody in the world should be thanking for the U.S. And I thought, here this guy from Canada comes down and visits and he's donating money to us when there's other apathetic gun owners. I'm like, come on, guys, you got to get involved. But I love Canada. It is a great country to visit. Lots of fun. And the other thing I wanted to comment, he made at the end of his email, he was talking about that line from the sheriff. I don't think I or any other sheriff will grant a concealed carry license, or roughly was the end of that letter.
Now you're talking about Jim Meadows, Reverend Jim Meadows,
yeah,
in Iowa, right? I'll just make sure that the listener knows that we're moving from Norman LaPierre in Canada, who was in hour two with us, to Jim Meadows, who wrote that letter. And I do want to comment on that when we have everybody. Well, you know, you and I can comment on that while we're working on the phone lines. Because, yeah, that is what that letter said. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we did was, in hour two, if you're just joining us, is we had the Reverend Jim Meadows, who travels frequently between, he lives in Kansas City, Missouri, and he travels frequently between Iowa and Kansas. Iowa is one of the last holdouts. But let's clarify something, Jim, if we can. Iowa is one of the seven may-issue states remaining in this country. Am I right with seven? I'm not looking at it on a screen.
I think you're right.
I think it's seven. Don't hold me to that, folks. I might be off by one or two states, but I believe it's seven. And Iowa has changed that and recently passed shall issue carry. And that goes into effect in Iowa January 1st, 2011. So congrats to you Cornhuskers. It is Iowa Cornhuskers, right?
Yeah.
It's not Nebraska Cornhuskers,
no,
right?
You're, yeah,
oh, I'm ticking somebody off out there.
No, yeah, the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes, there we go. Sorry about that, folks. Oh, man, if the phones don't light up on that one, don't beat me up on that one. Good heavens. It's not football season. I'll get that together. I apologize for that. Man, that's like calling a Seminole a Gators fan, dude. I apologize. But, you know, he has to face that battle, Jim, and he goes back and forth on a regular basis. And you know what? It kind of dovetailed into what Ronald told us. And, God, there's the music again.
You are right on the 8 May issue now.
It is 8.
Yep.
After okay.
Iowa, when Iowa's counting Iowa as a shell issue, there's 8 left.
All right, beautiful. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We got the lines lit up. The guests are back in the round table. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526, or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's G-A-L-C-O gunleather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Put the numbers to work for you. Visit checkngo.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's checkngo.com. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information.
back to the Armed American Radio Network Show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Our phone lines are now locked and loaded. Literally. Locked in and loaded. No pun intended. Well, okay. Pun intended. Yeah, what can I say? It's Armed American Radio. Jim Irvine, welcome back.
Yeah, it's we're talking about Reverend Meadows in Iowa, and they're not wanting to grant one. And a couple quick thoughts: if that's your sheriff, and your sheriff thinks your life is not worth protecting, and your life isn't as valuable as his,
get a new sheriff in town.
Get a new sheriff. He's not. If that's what he thinks, he's not worth your vote. And you know what? Work and find yourself. There's a lot of good police officers. Get one of them to run for sheriff. Get a good sheriff. There's no reason to have a bad sheriff. Get a good sheriff. And this topic also comes up. We had a legislator in May of 2008 that was trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? She said, you know, that the law enforcement says this is a bad change, and you're telling me it's a needed change. How do I reconcile that? And Ken Hansen was testifying to that. Just a brilliant response. He just, you know, referred back to him and said, law enforcement is granted their authority and power over citizens by we, the people. We are perfectly within our rights to curtail that authority as we see fit, and it is not up to them to second-guess that decision. Their powers come from us. Our rights do not come from them.
And we're going to make some We the People decisions coming up in November. Jim, I'm going to go over to our guests that are now locked and loaded. Let's go back to Kathy Jackson real quick because she was going to announce our next guest. Kathy, welcome back, and go ahead and announce our next roundtable guest now that we're locked in.
Thank you, Mark. I was just going to introduce you to my dear friend and mentor, Gila Hayes. Gila is an experienced firearms instructor. She is the author of Personal Defense for Women, and she definitely knows what she's talking about and is worth listening to.
There you go. Gila, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back.
Round two. This is not your first rodeo here. And we're going to talk about women and guns and a couple other issues too, and we are now going to bring in our final participant on the round table today, and that is, everyone knows him, he is also a trifecta of knowledge, and that would be George the Mad Ogre Hill, my good friend and regular participant on the round table. George, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, Mark. You know, technical difficulties are to be expected when you try to pump this much awesome through one switchboard. It just can't take it with our modern technology.
Ooh, he is good. Kathy and Giller are both chuckling back there.
This is fantastic. And I was just looking at this offer that that Armed American Radio has put out. Join the USCCA.
.com.
One of the things you get is you get that book, 107 Handgun Accuracy Secrets. This book is $47 by itself, and man, if you don't take advantage of this offer to get this book, because you're getting this book and then you're getting everything else for free on top of it,
including the magazine and also a free subscription to the Armed American Report, I should say that. But
absolutely.
107 Handgun Accuracy Tips has sold thousands of copies.
Kathy's
at almost $50.
Kathy's got two articles in there,
right?
How to Cure Flinching, which is a big problem with a lot of shooters who don't want to admit it. Sight alignment. It's amazing how many people have problems with sight alignment. That simple little thing. Trigger control by Masad Ayoub. Grip techniques by my friend Larry Correa.
Yep.
Point shooting by Gabe Suarez, who was on earlier. Our late good friend Robert Boatman. Long range handgun accuracy. I've got weak hand shooting covered in there. I mean, this is a fantastic book.
Yeah, and it covers a lot of ground, folks. And as a thanks to you, I have I've conned him into giving it away with the three available packages there. So you can go check that out. Join the USCCA.com. Kathy, let's go to you. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you, and happy Mother's Day to Gila.
Thank you.
Let's start. Well, you've got six of them.
Five.
Okay.
Unless you count my husband.
Well, I was right. I count myself as one too. And you know, what else can you say? Okay, there's so much to talk about with you, and I want to start with you first, and I kind of want to let you lead the conversation because you have a lot of important issues that you want to talk about. Why don't you tell me what direction you want to go with first, and then we'll just kind of follow your lead and go around the table.
Well, thank you much, Mark. Listen, We ended up deciding to come on here tonight and talk about this was a couple of weeks ago. I had a wonderful couple of classes, and actually two classes, beginning shooters. The first day, on a Saturday, we had about 20 women. Second day was a co-ed class. Wonderful, wonderful people. Really enjoyed working with these people. We had great, great students. They really paid attention. They did a great job. But, whenever I work with the beginners, I'm always a little bit heartbroken whenever somebody shows up with equipment that's not working well for them, that's more work than it should be. And I've kind of found that especially for the advice that we give to women in particular when they're looking for their very first handgun, when they're looking for a gun that they're going to learn how to shoot with and then maybe then turn around and conceal carry it, I don't think we're giving them the best advice that we can be, and so I'd really like to address that and talk about some of the things that we can do to help people find the guns that will work best for them.
I think that's a great idea, and let's start with this. I'm going to kind of set up a situation here that let's take the couple that walks into the gun shop for the first time, and the husband's got the wife with him, and neither are very experienced shooters or may not be shooters at all. And the gun store clerk does what? I mean, we see this a lot. They go right to a certain few guns, don't they? Right out of the gate.
Well, you know perfectly well. They're going to turn around and they're going to pick up a 38 Snubby.
Bingo.
It's going to be a super lightweight. It's going to be the very lightest, smallest gun in the case. And they're going to hand it to the woman and they're going to say, "This is perfect for you.
This is what you need." Well, I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes. They say, "This is what you need." And let's take the Airweight revolver. Can I go directly to a gun that is very popular when that happens?
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to name a specific gun here, because I'll tell you what, the unsuitable guns come in both semi-autos and revolvers, and every single company makes them. So I want to make it very, very, very clear right up front that I'm not talking, I'm not talking trash about any individual company, because every single one of the companies makes these super small guns.
Yeah, it was probably a bad choice of words. Airweight is actually the name of a gun,
I don't
so let's not
there.
Do that, because you're right. We could be talking about any of the 380 lines and semi-automatics right now. We could be talking about a vast array of the 38s. Okay, so let's push forward. They stick the 38 in the hand and say, "This is the gun for you." And, man, we're going to bump up on a break again. Quickly, right now, I'll let you take it into the break.
You know what, Mark? I can't hear the music.
Okay, well, then I'll tell you what. When we come back from the break, we're going to let you go into that, but we're going to leave it with this, simply because that's a big mistake, what we're talking about, because too many people walk out of that store thinking, "This is the gun for me." And what happens, Kathy, as you well know, and this is where we'll go next in the conversation, that once they put that gun on the range, pow! Now they got a problem with their hands, and they realize this might not be the gun for me. I wasn't expecting what just happened and what came out of that muzzle and the flip and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about it in detail in just a minute with the experts. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Okay, we're going to bump up against the clock, obviously, so we're going to go right to work. Kathy Jackson, when we left for the break, we were talking about that gun shop and the 38, and this is right for you, and then all of a sudden, bang, talk to us.
Well, Mark, here's the deal. When you have a beginner and somebody needs to learn how to shoot, that is not the time to hand them an expert's gun. A 38 snubby is an expert's gun. A tiny little lightweight 380 semi-auto is an expert's gun. Those are not guns for beginners. The problem is they have short barrels. You're talking 2 to 3 inches at most. That means a tiny sight radius. A lot of these guns, they have vestigial sights. They're not big, easy to use, simple sights to line up. They're really rudimentary. They're basic. They're very, very hard to use. They've got a smaller capacity than the larger guns do. They're often in smaller calibers. Because they've got the smaller capacity and they're in a smaller caliber, that really places a premium on perfect accuracy. But a beginner does not have that perfect accuracy. So it's an expert's gun. These guns typically have very, very sharp recoil. It's not necessarily, you know, people think, oh, well, the 45 has the biggest kick, and the smaller guns have a smaller kick. And that's not necessarily true. The smaller guns, because there's a smaller surface impacting your hand, it's a much sharper feeling on your hand. we've had women come into classes and, you know, bless their hearts, we're talking older women, maybe a little bit arthritic or whatever, and they've got these super lightweight guns, and they're 10 rounds into the class, and they literally, you can see their hands are all reddened, they're starting to swell up, and they hurt. This is not the way for somebody to develop excellent shooting habits. It's just not. The same thing, because these guns are often designed for pocket carry, they've also got stiff triggers. Those stiff triggers are a safety feature for a gun that might get dropped into a pocket, although, you know, you should put it into a pocket holster, but, you know, a lot of people don't. So the companies make them with these nice stiff triggers. That stiff trigger is a real impediment to learning to control a trigger well, to learning to be able to get your shots on target. So these are experts' guns, and they really should not be given to beginning shooters.
And you make some great points there that we could go on for quite a while on, because it's basically a 9-pound pull is what you're talking about. And when someone who is not an expert is automatically going to cause a recoil anticipation as that trigger comes back on the trigger press. And that's exactly what you're talking about here. So listen to what she's saying, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very true. What kind of recommendation do you have?
Well, what I recommend is that rather than looking at the very, very smallest and lightest weight guns, I really recommend that we move a size up. And when we move a size up, we're looking at hands that are designed to fit, I mean, at guns that are designed to fit the hands that will be using them. And we're looking at guns that are really more ideal for the purposes that they'll be put to. If teaching somebody to shoot is one of those purposes, then that is one of the purposes that we should definitely have in mind as we're looking for the firearm. And I'd really like to direct you over to Gila to talk a little bit more about that aspect.
Perfect timing. Let's do that. Gila, let's go further into this. What are your thoughts on the subject?
Well, I think that Kathy brings up the premise here as she danced around the edge of it, and that is I am not certain that learning to shoot, that the gun that you can learn to shoot best on is going to be the same gun that is going to work well for self-defense, particularly for concealed carry. And nobody wants to think that they have to buy a couple of pieces of equipment, but someone who is dedicated to learning to shoot well and having excellent accuracy, that really would be the best solution. We like starting beginners out with .22 caliber pistols. Now, we know that that's not what we want for self-defense, but it gives them an absolutely tremendous foundation. Understanding that that's not always going to be an option for people, I think that my compromise would be for revolvers, and understand there's nothing wrong with revolvers for self-defense or for beginning shooters, but I would say a steel-framed revolver, a six-shot, probably a four-inch barrel would be the kindest way to start a beginning shooter out. If semi-autos are what you prefer, and again, there's nothing wrong with a beginner starting out on a semi-auto, and you want to get into a self-defense caliber right off, I would go with something like the Glock Model 19, the Car Arms T9, which is their bigger all-steel framed version, and basically something that's not a subcompact or one of the super compacts like the Kel-Tec or the really small ones, and I would go into a full size or merely a compact size.
Okay, now we could even talk about the Glock 26 maybe being an option. I know Kathy knows that system very well, but you're right. The bigger the gun, the heavier the gun, when the gun goes bang, there's going to be less felt recoil, and that's really what we're talking about.
Well, and there's also the way your hands interact with the equipment, and I'm going to make the bold statement of saying that I consider the Glock 26 really more of a gun for a more experienced shooter. I would far prefer not to start a beginner on a Glock Model 26. Maybe Kathy would like to weigh in on this, since she has some real personal experience with that.
Yes, I do. I really learned to shoot on the Glock 26, and I can tell you at the time I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Looking back, I think I probably impeded my progress significantly by starting with a gun that was just too small. The grip's a little bit too small, and, you know, so you're wrapping your hand underneath it, you know, got to curl the pinky finger under. You can get the grip extensions. But even so, you know, when you're having to make extra adaptations because of the equipment, you're working around the equipment, I think if I had it to do over, I'd have started with the Glock 19 and then moved down to the 26 after I became proficient at shooting.
Those are great points. The Glock 19 is probably the perfect gun for that in the size, the weight, the mid-size frame, and the 9mm, and it handles in it, and its recoil is not too brutal to learn on in that caliber. It is a perfect handgun. And then, of course, you know, depending on how the shooter goes, you can go to the 23, which George is a big advocate of. And of course, we're talking about George and not Mary, and that might make a difference relative to the size of the hand, the ability to handle the follow-up on the recoil, and everything else. George, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, you know, being a dealer, my day job during the week is selling guns, Liberty's Teeth. I love selling these guns. And when we have a woman come up to the gun counter, she wants to buy something for self-defense. Most of the time, and this is frustrating for me as somebody who's educated and who wants this customer to become a good shooter, is that a lot of these women, they pick up a couple of different guns, and they always prefer the lighter weight gun. It's like they want to avoid anything heavy. And I try to explain, you know, a little bit more weight means a little bit less recoil. You know, if you have less recoil, you're going to be able to shoot it better, and you're going to enjoy training with it more. And, you know, I hate to say it, but most of the time they always walk out of the store with that lighter gun. And, you know, I hate to see it, and I always make sure I invite them. You know, I personally invite them to one of my training classes. And, you know, I had one just Saturday. I was expecting one lady to show up with the new gun that she had recently purchased, and I was very disappointed to see that she didn't make it out to that training. Maybe if we could get a female trainer on the staff to help out with that, that would be an asset to us. But a lot of people, they just avoid training because they have that mindset that they don't have enough time or they can't afford it.
One of the things that we can leave the listener with now before we go up into the break and we get back is that if you have the opportunity, and I know Kathy and Gila will agree with me, and George, I know you will too, as well as Jim and many other shooters that are listening, experienced shooters, if you have the opportunity, if you're at a place like, you have access to a place like Scottsdale Gun Club, where you can go in on that public range and look at 50 different guns, and they will rent you any of them, that is certainly the optimum choice. Kathy, Gila, right?
You are reading my mind, Mark. I had written down a note to comment on that, and you said it perfectly.
There you go. If you have an opportunity to get to a place like that where you can rent that gun before you put that purchase down and throw that plastic or cash down, definitely the option. We'll talk more to the experts in just a couple of minutes when we come back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I love it. The Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Who should be permitted to own a firearm? This is a legitimate question. Our Constitution essentially gives gun ownership rights to everyone. However, we have determined that right does not apply to everyone, e.g. convicted felons, children, mentally incompetent folks, etc. When someone wants to restrict gun ownership to a U.S. citizen who is not in the above group, I think the following would be a legitimate challenge. Please give me 5 to 10 questions, facts, data points, etc., that will conclusively, 99% accuracy with at least a 99% confidence factor, identify someone who would be a danger to society as a gun owner. I picked a very high statistical threshold for the above questions, facts, data points, etc., because the onus is on the anti-gun person to prove the test is valid. Common sense tells us there is no such test. I think we should always challenge the anti-gun crowd to come up with such a test. And that comes to us from Mike Freeman. Mike, thanks for the email. I don't know where Mike is from, but I did ask him if he sends back an email and lets us know. We'll certainly mention that. But Mike, thanks for the email, and I agree with your point 100%. I think Jim Irvine, that is alluding to the last hour.
Yeah,
when we had the call from Ronald.
Like the attorneys say, the standard should be strict scrutiny. It's like the First Amendment right. Does it have restrictions? Absolutely. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
You bet.
But you've got to be able to show a real reason why this is a public safety hazard to infringe on that First Amendment.
Agreed.
Second Amendment should be the same thing.
Agreed. And you are an airline pilot, and of course airline pilots now have the right, if they want to go through the training and everything else, to carry a weapon in the cockpit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, we could ask the same question that Ronald asked us about that. I mean, I would love to know, and I've got a question for you, excuse me. Here's a controversial statement from the host. I had an email earlier this week about someone talking about, challenging people about licensed, lawful, law-abiding concealed carry permit holders being able to carry a gun to help defend the plane. Jim, as a pilot of a commercial airliner, a big one, I might add, that's all I'll say about that. is and a late one from time to time. We'll talk about that off the air. I had to throw that in. Sorry. Would you have a problem as a captain of a commercial airliner flying from Atlanta to Los Angeles if it were required that the CCW holders notified you that they were on board, or if there was a regulation that said that, that the CCW holder had to notify the captain they were on board, much like they do an air marshal?
Well, let me answer that question here. On September 11th, everybody remembers United Airlines Flight 93 because of Todd Beamer and his wife, who was pregnant with their child, and his call to her ending saying, "Let's roll." And they went and they stopped the hijackers from completing their mission. They saved a bunch of lives, and probably the Capitol building or the White House or some other national monument. We're not sure exactly where that would have gone, but we're pretty sure it was heading to Washington. Do you think Todd Beamer and his crew thought to themselves, "Man, I'm really glad we went through all that TSA security this morning and nobody's armed"?
Yeah, now, legitimate question.
Let me add to that here a fact that a lot of people don't know. On that morning, on that airplane, there was a federal law enforcement officer. His weapon wasn't in his possession. It was checked in the baggage compartment because of TSA and department policy.
Okay, we can only speculate as to the result of what would have happened. I can only ask this question, and I'll use Fort Hood. I had a conversation with fellow Salem Talk radio host, Talk Giant Mike Gallagher, right here in this very studio, and you can go back and listen to it at armedamericanradio.org if you want to hear the segment with Mike Gallagher. But I asked him about Fort Hood, and my simple question to this is, do you not think that any of those 13 people at Fort Hood would have wanted the opportunity to have defended their lives? And we all know the answer to that question. It's human nature. So I guess I'll just leave it with that.
We can't say exactly what the outcome would have been, but we sure know it makes the odds better on our side.
I'd rather have a fighting chance, I guess, is the way I'll leave that.
Absolutely.
Kathy, let's go back to Kathy real quick. And, George, I'll get to you, too, because I want to ask you about the P-238 before we run out of time. Gila, you said renting the gun, obviously the way to go, correct?
Well, yes, I thought that made sense. And, you know, on the break, Kathy brought up a point about training, and I'd like to pitch this back to her.
Please.
Well, we were just talking about it, you know, and when George said that it was so hard to get people into training, I think the one thing that we really haven't told people about firearms training is that it saves you money in the long run. It saves you a lot of money. Having a firearm for self-defense, carrying it for self-defense, but not getting the training, it's kind of like running up a credit card bill. You know, you think, oh, well, I'm saving money because I'm putting off making this payment. I'm putting it off. But the longer that you put it off, the higher your bill gets because you're building bad habits that whole time. And I think Gila extended the analogy still further. Gila, do you remember what you said?
Well, at that point, you also have the risk that if the worst thing happens and you do need to use that gun in self-defense, your skills are a big part of successfully completing that situation. God forbid that you should miss and hit an innocent person or something of that nature, and you want to talk about running a bill up. That's very, very serious.
No question about it. We're not talking about riding a bike here. Shooting skills are perishable skills, ladies and gentlemen.
And one thing you want to avoid is to develop training scars. You might have a brother or a friend that seems to be a knowledgeable shooter, but he might not be a skilled instructor. He might be showing you a technique or something incorrectly, and you practice that, you're building these training scars.
Well, you're doing the same thing. Listen, Tiger Woods has got one of the best golf swings in the history of the game. Maybe not now, but he's got one of the he's just got a beautiful golf swing, but he also works with a coach. He, you know, to bring out his natural abilities. And that's what happens with shooters, too. It's a perishable skill that requires consistent work. You're not going to get on that, you know, you're not going to pick up that weapon and fire it. And I know this from personal experience, folks, and be able to hit that little dot like you were before. Now, we've got a minute before we go to music. We just keep running out of time. George, give me your thoughts in 1 minute on that P-238. It's a really cool-looking gun.
Well, we've talked about it earlier in the show. You talked about it with Jim, and I did say it's an expert's gun, but it's not necessarily a gun an expert would choose. It's got to be carried, because it is a mini 1911, it's carried locked and cocked. It's got to be carried in a proper holster. You're going to put that proper holster on the belt. You're going to carry it, you know, behind the hip or inside the waistband, wherever you want to position it. And if you're carrying it like that, you might as well carry something a little bit bigger in a more potent cartridge.
Thank you. That's a great point.
The Springfield EMP, if you want a little 9mm in a more potent caliber, Springfield hit a home run with that EMP.
Yeah, no question about it. They really did. It's a great little piece. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want to, you know, I hate to apologize, but the timing is perfect. We could go on and on and on. I could sit here and talk to you about this all night long. Gila Hayes, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Well, you're going to come back when we have more time and our phones are working right. Kathy, thank you, too. Always a pleasure to have you on and a privilege.
Thank you very much, Mark. Pleasure.
You betcha. Thanks for a very informative roundtable, as short as it was. Jim Irvine, the trifecta of knowledge, man, you're it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Folks, if you know somebody who didn't have fun, it was an unpleasant shooting experience, get them the podcast of the shows, because Gila, Kathy, and George's comments are right on. You can make their experience fun next time.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, for Armed American Radio listeners, a thank you to you. www.jointheuscca.com. My gift to you as listeners, thanks for joining us, George Hill. Always a pleasure. We're running out of time. We'll see everybody next week right here, same bat time, same bat channel on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.